Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I'm so tired. Do you ever find yourself saying that during
every day?
Really?
Every day.
But you
always tired.
You both always seem to kind of get here, and we're excited to be here, and we're, you know, there's enthusiasm and engagement early, first couple hours of the show, and then do you sort of hit a peak and then start to level off just a little bit?
Yeah, no, I mean, I love my job, and so, like, I get here, and then I'm, like, on, but then around, like,
8:42.
There's an exact time.
Oh, my God, Kendra has
you get
down
the throwback
to the
live at 8:25 out of the way,
no.
And you've got about 15 minutes.
For me,
then,
it's about 9:12.
Yeah.
Around 9:12, all of a sudden, bam, hit the wall, and I'm like, wow.
I think
tired.
As a society, as a people, we just don't get enough sleep. I mentioned this morning. I have a doctor's appointment this week. I'm having a blood draw today. I'm going to see the doctor tomorrow, and the doctor is going to ask me about my
health, how much sleep do you get,
my nutrition, and he's going to say, "What's your sleep all about these days?" If everybody blows off sleep, it's the easiest thing. It's both the easiest and the hardest thing to do.
Well, I feel like now, because we have like Netflix and streaming services where we can binge watch, that means people stay up. Oh, I'll watch one more episode. Mm-hmm. I'll watch one more episode. And then you've got your phone and you get in bed and you start looking at your phone. Yeah. There's so many ways to go off the rails and not get yourself to sleep.
That's a good point.
You know?
I might buy an alarm clock. I think that will improve my sleep because it'll get this phone and that iPad off my nightstand where I can reach it when I'm in bed. I'll tell myself, I'll go up at 9 o'clock and say I'm going to be in bed in 15 minutes.
Oh my God. And
then I pick up the phone and like Twitter, Facebook,
same.
Instagram. It's just to appear. Yeah. 45 minutes goes by and suddenly it's
yeah,
later.
Same. Yeah, same. And you know, when we do what we do, everybody, the first thing they always ask us, what time do you guys get up in the morning? What time? And the doctor's going to ask you that because they always go, oh, well, you know, how stressful
you
is your
so
job?
Early.
What's
yeah.
like your shift? And then I always go, oh, I do radio. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What station? When are you on?
Right.
And then they're like, so wait, what time do you get up? I say 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, okay, so you're in bed by like 7? And I'm like,
laughable.
So when are you in bed? And Kendra, I know this is going to shock you, but when, and you don't get enough sleep, Sue, but when do you, so when do you go to bed, when do you get up?
Well, I try to go up around 9.
Yeah.
9:30. A lot of times it's 9:30. And then I'm usually asleep by 10-ish.
Lights out by 10.
Yeah. And so I'm only getting about 5 hours of sleep a night.
That's not good.
Because by the time I'm actually asleep, it's probably a little after 10, and I, you know, my alarm goes off at like 3:25. So 5 hours isn't enough. Kendra
not
gets
enough,
even
and Kendra
less.
Gets less than that.
That is amazing that the two of you are 9 and/or 10 o'clock. That's like I'm just halfway through my first show that I get to watch. Like at that point, I probably go to bed by 12:30, 1 o'clock every night. Fall asleep,
but that's
and you get
because
up at 3.
3:45, my
that's
alarm goes
insane.
Off.
That's not healthy. It's really not.
She has to watch like 5 hours of TV a night.
It's the only chance I get to watch anything with swear words because the children go to bed and it's like either that or I have to watch Mickey Mouse or the Disney Channel all day long. So that's my only opportunity. So I try to squeeze it in. But
I'm
I could never.
You, if you can get away with that because of your
age
or your metabolism or your stamina.
She is getting away with it. I mean, you usually look pretty well put together.
Yeah. But at some point, the bottom's going to drop. I just can't do it anymore.
I know.
You ever been driving home? Like, I drive on the Mass Pike. On the way home, you'd be driving home and your head goes down like this.
When it's this, like today, like during the day, I start to fade.
Yeah.
And if it's sunny like this and you're warm in your car and like we eat late in the morning and I get in my car and like my belly's full and then the sun is on you.
And we have stuff
and
this
all
week.
Of a sudden
I'm
you're
so
like,
tired.
Oh, and it's such a long ride home.
I know. And we have things this week. All three of us have stuff like
every night
this week. So it's like then when we're here and then we got to go home, then come back. And
I think the three of us get up early in the morning, that, to be sure. But I think this happens to everybody, even people who don't get up earlier in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
It's offset by 2 hours. Instead of getting up at 4, people who get up at 6, they go to bed at midnight or 2 in the morning rather than 10
at midnight. No, this is not just us.
Yeah.
This is I feel like everybody is in the same sleep deprivation mode, and it's not healthy or good.
Right.
But we got to snap out of it.
You're right.
You go to bed at 8 o'clock.
my God.
Some people do.
No, they do.
Some people on the radio, those people who do the morning TV shows. Randy Price on Channel 5, who's a great guy and a friend.
Yeah.
He used to live way the hell up in like Maine.
Maine.
He was like, yeah, no, I get up at like 1 in the morning. I'm like, that's like yesterday.
That's weird.
Up the day before.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.